Thou art the mighty blessed being, known to us as the great Aum of Peace, he of the sunshine presence. We offer him our all, ask his presence with us to do through us what he knows can be done through us to bring peace to America, and then through America bring peace to the world. He did bring peace in 1945, and he will again bring peace if we love him enough. Beloved ones of our hearts, beloved of the light, beloved of this land of freedom, we come tonight to anchor in and around you as much love as possible, to protect you, to illumine you, to purify, heal, and raise everything in your beings and worlds into the heart flame of our love, that everything of distress and limitation may be cut away, dissolved, and consumed, and the light of your own blessed mighty I Am presence reveal its heart love to the rest of the universe. I often want to do everything I can to remind the I Am student body of my presence, because until you recognize that it is the sacred fire love that changes conditions in the physical world permanently and constructively, until you will use this all the time, you have blessings from the outer world for a time. And then you draw our sacred fire love for a time. And then again, the outer world takes your attention, and it goes back and forth, when you could just as well set the habit and remember always, as you call to your beloved I Am presence, call to the beloved seven mighty Elohim at the same time for our sevenfold flame of our heart's love in and around your own life stream to blaze more power into you and through you and around you, to give you victory, to hold you harmonious, and to bring to you whatever you need from the outer world. Now, our sacred fire love has a twofold action. We draw from the great central sun and our temples of the sacred fire love into the brain structure through the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim. But we also have within that love the power to see into the outer world and draw from the outer world into your outer use that which will assist your mighty I Am presence to fulfill its divine plan within you as well as around you. So it is a twofold action from the great central sun as well as to the constructive things in this world that we can bring into your outer use as you remember our presence within you. I think you don't quite understand what a divine being you are. I know you haven't thought so, and you do not think so of other life streams very frequently, once in a while. But you are really a divine being because you have the sacred fire from the heart of creation within and around you, and that is you. And we love you, so we enfold you in our heart flame of love from the great central sun to help you more quickly expand in the sacred fire of your own heart's flame, reveal its divine plan, send its blessing to the rest of the universe, and use the things in this world constructively so you may have more to use. As soon as you use everything constructively, your beloved I Am presence and the seven mighty Elohim will always bring into your outer use more and more of the constructive activities of the physical world to enable you to bless them and raise them into greater and greater light until they too become the sacred fire of our love. This is a constant raising activity of the substance of the structure of the earth and the atmosphere, the waters of the planet. It's a constant raising of everything in this world into the greater purity and perfection of our sacred fire love. Down through the centuries, in many civilizations and many nations of the world, mankind has been shown a crown or a band around the head with a jewel in the front of the forehead. Well, this represents the light which we draw from the great central sun. This is the outer symbol of our sacred fire, our heart flames love within your brain structure. Mankind does not understand this, and therefore the people do not give us an opportunity to fill the brain structure with our sacred fire love that enables all the magnificent creative activities of your mighty I Am presence and the great cosmic beings to come into your outer use to create magnificent things that are constructive and will be a blessing to all life everywhere for eternity. Mankind needs to understand where the great treasure house of the universe is, what it contains, what you can have in your outer use, and how necessary it is for you to expand it through yourselves. This outer world has blessed you tremendously, beloved ones, century after century after century, as you have embodied here again and again and again. You have used the things of this world. You have used the substance and the blessings of the powers and nature and forces of the elements. And you have used many, many, many things that the energy and consciousness of other life streams have created in one civilization after another. You have used these things that are the gift of someone else's life stream. You have used these many, many centuries down through the ages, but you have not realized how much life gives to the use of the outer self when one embodies in the physical world. Masses of mankind just take for granted everything in this world and sometimes rebel furiously because the outer self doesn't have all it wants when it has continually misused that which has been given in the past. We are the eternal, protecting, almighty, cosmic intelligence of the great central sun's sacred fire love, the heart flame of the universe, the heart flame of perfect existence, the heart flame of one civilization after another, and the heart flame that enables you to attain the ascension. No one can attain the ascension without the sacred fire love of the seven mighty Elohim. Because when your mighty I Am presence in a higher mental body draws the heart flame within you up and into itself and into the causal body, we are the enfolding sun presence of our love that keeps everything still and untouched until your victory is attained. We are constantly giving everything from the heart of creation into the outer use of mankind for the fulfillment of the great divine plan. And we will continue to give it. But there comes the time when, between embodiments, the outer self, if it has not served the constructive way of life and has not fulfilled its own divine plan, the outer self must face the reaction of its own creation, and then we decide whether that life stream shall go on into more embodiments or whether that life stream must be withdrawn. The mighty I Am Presence and the seven mighty Eluim are the deciding authority and power and intelligence and wisdom that says to the outer self, when it will not let our divine plan be fulfilled, and that of the mighty I Am Presence, we are the ones who say, thus far and no farther can you have anything in this world if you let not the light expand through the love that has blessed you, then you must cease to be. And that outer intellectual consciousness is dissolved and consumed by the sacred fire of our love's eternal purity. And then the higher mental body must try again and draw forth another flame to establish another identity, an outer personal self. And again, we unfold that in our sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Eluim. So there comes the time when there is the reckoning. Mankind cannot go on and consciously and constantly defy the greater perfection of the universe and the intelligence that creates it and the love that gives it. The outer intellectual consciousness and the outer feeling cannot go on indefinitely and defy the perfection of love that is so great that it fills infinite space with its magnificent miracle manifestations. The outer self that defies that must of necessity realize there comes the moment when either you are grateful to life or you must cease to be. This is the peace which we bring when mankind turns to the light lovingly, willingly, gratefully, and understands life enough to cooperate with it so the outer self may be comfortable, produce perfection, reach mastery, and become a co-creator with us in the atmosphere of this world and all worlds to come. Our love is not to be sneered at and transgressed and ignored and ridiculed and defied and refused without penalty. When life is so magnificent and life gives so constantly to produce a manifestation of perfection to bless all infinity, mankind cannot go on and defy the law of my peace, the law of my harmony, the law of my love without terrific suffering. Mankind needs to awaken and develop gratitude and understanding that the infinite universe is master over the finite. And our infinite love of the seven mighty Eluim of creation, our sacred fire heart's flame, is master over the selfishness of mankind, the filth and the destruction of human creation, and is master over the powers of nature and forces of the elements, all of which have blessed the outer personal self in one embodiment after the other. Now I come to you today to expand through you, if you will let me, by remembering me, to expand through your own consciousness, your brain structure, your outer mind, your outer intellectual consciousness, and to expand through the energy of your feeling world. My heart flames love, the love that gives the peace that surpasseth the understanding of the mind. I come to give the love that sets all free, purifies all things, perfects all things, erases all into greater and greater perfection of that love. And if mankind will remember me and let my heart flames love fill the outer self with what I know keeps out the destructive forces of the outer world, I can be the invincible protection within your feeling world of the energy of your own life stream to keep the destructive forces of the outer world from pressing heavily upon you or imposing their destructive qualities that sometimes you have not realized are surrounding you and are responsible for much failure, destruction, and desecration. I am master of everything in the universe by the love and the purity and the peace which I am. And that is power without limit. That is a concentration of energy that has become the sacred fire that nothing in this world can ever change. Nothing. I wish to explain our blessings and our service to life, our divine plan's fulfillment, and our effort to assist the mighty Saint Germain to purify and save this nation that is the heart of the world. And if we do not save it, you will not have civilization anywhere in the world. You will not have beings taking embodiment in this world unless this nation is purified and protected and saved, that its heart may hold our love to help the rest of the world go forward to its ascension. Mankind needs to understand the heart flame of life from which perfection always comes, which is eternal, which is forever expanding, and which is the victory and the ever illumining presence of the Ascended Master's octave of perfection. Mankind can have limitless love and purity and power without limit to wipe out everything in this world that is less than perfection. If mankind wants it, if mankind will look up to that which is greater than itself and ask for the greater perfection, and then realize that the outer self must be purified if it is going to be worthy to use that greater perfection which the outer self many times wants but will not make the outer self worthy of its presence. You must be worthy of life's great blessings, precious ones. And when mankind misuses the divinest gifts in all infinite space, the divinest powers of life's perfection, mankind is entrusted with those blessings, those powers of creation, then certainly they carry a responsibility to the individual who is blessed by those activities of life within the outer personal self. I shall develop gratitude and understanding, reverence and peace within the feeding of the outer self of every individual to whom I give my love. Because there must come honor and reverence and adoration and conscious illumination and understanding of that which is greater than mankind. Mankind must understand the greater perfection and blessing that love alone can manifest. And down here, mankind must make itself worthy of that love. If human beings' discord and limitations and destruction are to be consumed, the great cosmic law, which is embodied in the great cosmic beings who have created this earth and this system of worlds, if they have placed in this world the magnificent life of the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and the love of their own life streams to provide a planet upon which mankind can embody and draw forth the master powers of life to attain the ascension and become a creator of a world or a system of worlds like those cosmic beings. If mankind does not awaken to its responsibility to the universe around it and understand that the constructive way of life is the only right way to live, and remember the honor and the reverence that is due to that which is greater than itself. If mankind will not learn that lesson, then there must come the suffering of the human creation charged back into the creator of its frightful misuse of life. Life is very wonderful, beloved ones. Life itself, from the great central sun, is the container of everything that is a perfection. All the intelligence of infinite space is within life. All the magnificent substance and energy and consciousness that creates worlds and systems of worlds is all within life. And life is the only thing you have to use to produce any kind of manifestation. Therefore, mankind must awaken to some kind of love and gratitude and understanding of the responsibility of using life. Life is the divine immortal existence of the great central sun. And when the outer personal self of the human beings of this world continually uses the blessings of the powers of nature and forces of the elements, and continually misuses them, that there must come conscious understanding that the infinite universe around this physical world is the infinite life of infinite perfection and infinite power and infinite intelligence, much greater than all mankind put together. And this must come. Thank you so much. Won't you be seated, please? Mankind has pushed aside and turned its back upon the infinite intelligence of perfection when the outer self becomes discordant. And there's only one thing in all eternity can open the door for the infinite perfection of life to come back into the use of a life stream that has turned away from the light. Only one thing can bring the light, and that turns the individual back to the perfection from whence it came and from whence comes all that is good, and the only source there is of peace and happiness and purity and perfection and victory. Mankind must be purified. But those of the life streams in this world who are turning to the light at this time and trying to call to God as they understand it, many of them have very, very great light in the causal body, which means that they have the power to arise and accomplish the ascension if a certain amount of help is given from our ascended Master Octave. And that is why the mighty Saint Germain brought the use of the violet consuming flame so as many life streams as possible could turn to the light at this time, understand our existence, accept our love, and use it to purify the outer self and to help purify the nation and help us purify the world. This is the only release from mankind's distress. It's the only release there is from mankind's frightful, destructive human creation. It's the only release that can ever come to take mankind out of war and take war off of the earth. Mankind must learn to be reverent to that infinite universe by which it is surrounded, that blesses it constantly with a greater life and the greater light that is the love from the great central sun that illumines the earth and sustains your life every day. If the physical sun and its light and its love were withdrawn, you could not exist in this world. Mankind must understand something beside its own discord. And the fullness of everything that is the ascended master's perfection of eternity is contained within the sevenfold flame of the heart flames of the seven mighty Elohim of creation. We are the guardians of the cosmic powers that create this planet and bring the powers of nature upon it or mankind's use. We are the builders of creation. We are the guardians of the heart flame from the great central sun. And there must come some kind of conscious understanding of the reality of our existence and the purity that is imperative if mankind is to understand the truth of existence and cooperate with the great powers of mastery that can be drawn here to raise all into the ascension. And everything that you want to fulfill the divine plan or do anything that is constructive depends on the harmony and the purity of our love. It depends on the harmony and purity of the love of your mighty I Am Presence. It depends on the harmony, the purity, and the love of the physical sun. And that is time mankind understood that the divine beings who are that almighty perfection of life are the authority over this world and not mankind's destruction. This is what we want to bring to your consciousness. And if you will hold the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim within and around your own forehead, the heart within it, and you will hold this around everyone that you contact, if you will just form the habit of seeing that light, that flame expand around the brain structure, you will shut off A great deal are the misconceptions from within the consciousness of the life streams for which you do that. You will disconnect any of those life streams from their suggestions coming to you. If you will wear the same crown of the sacred fire of our love, the sacred fire of the seven mighty Elohim love, which understands everything in infinite space, knows all the past, all the future, all that is of the present. Now I bring this to you and ask you to establish the habit of holding this upon your own forehead and also around those you contact. Because this is what is represented by the crowns of rulers of the centuries past in the various nations of the world. The crown has always represented the ascended master's control of the consciousness of the life stream that wears the crown. And when the sacred fire of our love is the jewel that holds within the brain structure the protecting love and purity and presence that allows the mighty I Am presence to hold perfection in outer world conditions, then there comes into outer physical conditions the perfection from our octave. And I can assure you, you may try everything in this world that's in existence now in the outer world, and you will never have perfection without the assistance of the seven mighty Elohim sevenfold flame in your own consciousness, your own outer intellectual consciousness, and the outer intellectual consciousness of everyone with whom you have to deal. If people would only understand this and hold the picture and understand what it means to use the sacred fire love of consciousness, whether it be within the individual or other individuals, we could blaze perfection without limit for all eternity. And every human being on earth has the sacred fire of our heart's love within the brain structure. Now, if you will form the habit of calling the illumining love of the seven mighty Elohim of creation, as well as your mighty I Am presence, which you call to first, if you will call the illumining love and fiery Christ truth of the seven mighty Elohim of creation into everything you do, and realize that you have a right to use the sacred fire of our life to help you do what you want to do in the physical world to produce perfection, sustain it, and expand it for all eternity, we can open the door and perform such miracles through you as you cannot comprehend until you begin to use the power and have the miracle manifestations in your outer use that come only from our love. Thank you so much. Now, ordinarily, your intellect thinks that it's your own thought that is doing something down here. You have to think something, and then you try out here to do something to fulfill what you desire to do. But when you begin to recognize that it's the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence that contains all perfection and is the treasure house of your life stream, and the heart flame of the seven mighty Elohim is the sacred fire, treasure house, and love and perfection from the great central sun that has been given in and around you to protect the treasure house of your mighty I Am presence. You will begin to realize that no matter what you want to do, you are using the sacred fire of our life to help you do it. You are using the sacred fire of the life of your mighty I Am presence whenever you produce something constructive. Whenever you produce perfection, you are using the sacred fire of our life. But when you use just the outer intellectual consciousness, which is the energy and the suggestions of the world around you, you make mistakes. You have limitations. You have problems. You have disaster. You have suffering. You have everything that you don't want. So from this hour, I hope you will remember to control your life and want to control everything within you by the sacred fire love of your mighty I Am presence heart flame and the sacred fire love of the seven mighty Elohim of creation to be our victory, our life's control within you that at all times gives you the power to do out here in the physical world whatever your service is and do it always perfectly, hold protection around what you do, and at all times maintain harmony, because our sacred fire love cannot produce discord. You cannot misuse it. You cannot requalify it. You cannot produce anything but perfection. When you use our ascended master life, which our heart flame's love is, and I'm quite sure your mighty I Am presence will appreciate very, very greatly if you do not experiment any longer with the mistakes of the outer world. Thank you so much. Now, if you experiment with our world, you can't have mistakes because our world doesn't contain any. If you use our heart flames, purity, love, and peace in anything you do, there cannot come within you anything but our perfection. Now, if you would always say to your blessed mighty I Am presence, fill me and let me accomplish everything by your own heart flames, indestructible, invincible purity, love, and peace, you couldn't create discord in yourselves or in outer world conditions. So this is simply a matter of drawing in and around yourselves that which we know produces perfection for eternity. Then you become like the sun, a radiating presence of our heart flames love, a radiating presence of the sacred fire love of your own mighty I Am presence. And then the angelic host can accompany you, can draw more sacred fire around you and control outer physical world conditions for your protection, your prosperity, your healing, and clothe you with the power to help the rest of life arise out of the self-created shadows of mistakes and suffering and limitation and death. Because the second death only comes when mankind will not turn back and use the sacred fire of our love to do what needs to be done inside the physical body and into the outer world conditions and let harmony and purity and love set things into divine order, purify things, set all into divine order, hold perfect balance, which is divine justice, and let the divine plan of the Ascended Master's octave be drawn into the physical conditions of this world, create the peace of eternity and the illumination that forever expands its greater and greater blessings and treasure house of existence. Blessed, blessed, blessed ones. When we have furnished the heart flames of our love into the physical bodies of mankind, millions and millions and billions, century after century after century, Don't you think sometime we want you to awaken, and all mankind awaken, realize the reality of our presence, and understand what we can do to set mankind free from its own darkness, its own distress, and its own misunderstanding of life until the continual purification takes place that returns the outer intellectual consciousness into the use of the higher mental body. Your outer consciousness can just as well be filled with the light and the perfection and the victory of the higher mental body as to let your intellect accept the things of the outer world that are not the perfection of life. And if you ask the seven mighty Elohim to charge you with their ascended master consciousness of what we know will make you master over the discord of the world, he will open the door and give us an opportunity to fill you with our life's love, our purity, and our perfection, and our light that can tell you ahead of time whether a thing is going to be a success or not. You need this to blaze light into the future, and you need it to close the door of the past against the remembrance of the discord and the distress and the destruction and the failure of the mistakes of the past. Please don't remember anything that is a mistake of the past. Don't let the outer world's intellectual explanation say, well, you have to learn from the mistakes of the past. You don't have to do anything of the kind. You make God dependent on evil if you say that. Don't accept it. You can have all the sacred fire illumining love and intelligence and almighty perfection of eternity to come right into you and tell you the perfection that is needed for you to hold control of our physical conditions and that forever make you master of circumstance. We ask you to do this because we want to close the door of the past. We want to help you plan the perfection of the future, but you never live any time but this immediate second. Your eternal now is the only time you can ever live. The eternal now. This immediate instant. The past has gone, the next one has not come yet. So you can only live in the eternal now. This is what we want you to fill with the heart flame of your own mighty I Am presence, divine plan fulfilled every instant for you. Fill the outer self with our heart flame's perfection of our purity, our love, our peace, our perfection and mastery of eternity that none can ever change, that your distress may cease, you may express your mastery, you may draw forth cosmic powers to help your fellow man and to help free your nation from that which otherwise will destroy and desecrate everything. Blessed ones, we simply beg you to live by our sacred fire heart's flame, that you may forever be at peace. That is why I am the Elohim of peace, because my love is indestructible peace, indestructible power without limit, indestructible illumination, indestructible wisdom, and indestructible control of all manifestation. So when conditions battle you and are the limitations of the outer, stop a moment and call forth the heart flame of your mighty I Am presence, the heart flames of the seven mighty Elohim, to fill you with what we know makes you victorious over the conditions of the outer world that are trying to battle you when you want to do something constructive. So I trust we will be able to help you be victorious in anything and everything constructive that you attempt to do, and you will not have to be delayed in the accomplishment of something that is worth doing and does fulfill the divine plan that helps the rest of mankind to be free. And we want you to be that victory now. Be free. thank you so much. Now, I'll give you one more thought, one more effort. When you say to your beloved Mighty I Am Presence, at night before you go to sleep, when you awaken in the morning, beloved Mighty I Am Presence and the seven mighty Elohim, make me the victory of your own heart's flame in everything I do and prevent all else forever. And you can't make a mistake. You can't help but be constructive. You can't help but have the perfection which our love is, and it will close the door to anything of uncertainty in the future. It will make you master of circumstance, and when you become my heart's flame of all purifying love and peace, and you hold that within yourselves, you become the controlling manifestation by the sacred fire of our octave over conditions in which you must live and which will serve you only in the constructive way of life. My heart's flame way to live life is peace, and there isn't anything else can come within the flame of my victory over everything in creation. Thus, we come to the place where you can help us purify the nation and the world by purifying people and conditions wherever you pass by or with which you have to deal. So don't be a part any longer of the distress and the destruction and the desecration and the uncertainty and the fear of outer world conditions when we can flash the flame of our heart's love and place it anywhere in outer world conditions, if you will call it forth. And it is as free as the air you breathe. It is the mastery and the perfection from the heart of creation. It is the almighty partnership of your own blessed Mighty I Am Presence from the great central sun. And we will forever send legions of the angels of our love to hold his flame in and around you whenever you want them, whenever the conditions around you are to have to be protected and are to be sustained to fulfill the divine plan that raises the rest of life into our purity and our perfection in the victory of the ascension. And there is no eternal peace without our flame of purity and love and mastery over all in this world. So we come and will forever watch every opportunity to plant, as it were, our heart's flame through your calls into outer physical world conditions until they have become purified enough to be the revealment of the Ascended Master's divine plan fulfilled that purifies this world and raises mankind into our world of perfection for eternity. And this is the victory that lies ahead of you. It is the way and means harmoniously provided that produces only mastery and perfection and is forever the only freedom in existence. This is what your mighty Saint Germain brought to you when he offered you the use of the violet consuming flame. Because the sevenfold flame of the violet consuming flame is anchored within your brain structure, and this must be drawn into physical conditions for purification. Therefore, we offer our heart's sacred fire loves, indestructible mastery, and victory over everything you can ever contact, and we want to fill you with our heart's love first, that you may be the almighty sun presence of our love in this world that pours to the rest of life whatever brings illumination and returns mankind to the ascended master's control of conditions in this world until the peace for which mankind calls has become the purity and the love of everyone's life in this world for eternity, and there is no other divine plan to be fulfilled. So peace is necessary for your survival, and our sacred fire, heart's flame, and love are that peace, and that peace is necessary for you to survive, to fulfill the divine plan. It is necessary through you for your nation to survive, and it's necessary through the nation for the world to be purified and returned to the constructive way of life. So if you will remember us, we will remember you. And may the fullness of all the victory which our purifying love and peace are to life reveal through you the mastery that forever brings freedom to the earth and the ascension to all mankind forever. Thank you with all my heart.